Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman and head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. The football team ended their 2022 season with a 14-6 loss to Mount Vernon in the Unidome. I caught up with Coach Elman after the loss to Mount Vernon to talk about the game and the season. Coach, what was the feeling of running out onto the field with this team in the Unidome for a second consecutive season?
I think it's important that whether you're coach or player in situations like this, you just do take a moment to kind of check yourself a little bit and see how you're feeling. And, you know, I talk to the kids about that all the time, is living that moment. And that moment Saturday was special. You know, these kids have done nothing but work their tails off and give everything they've got and play for each other all year long. And so for them to get to that point this year is for sure special. And I have a ton of pride in my kids. Pride in their effort, pride in how they carry themselves. It's just been one heck of a year.
With the tough game here against Mount Vernon, where you guys did fall 14-6, just talk about how the team was able to battle and keep the game within striking distance. And what do you think the key was to that?
You know, I think the key for us was just, you know, what we've talked about all year is just our toughness on defense. Our kids played really, really hard on the defensive side of the ball. You know, hats off to Mount Vernon. They came with a game plan. They thought that, you know, they were going to take away our run and dare us to pass, and that's exactly what they did. And we kind of got caught on to how they were covering us, and we were able to exploit that a little bit in the second half. But then just when we'd get inside the red zone, they'd be able to counter. And, you know, our kids gave everything that they had, and it was going to be a tough game no matter what. Mount Vernon is a really, really good football team this year, and they've got a lot of weapons on offense, and they play really, really tough defensively. So it was definitely going to be one of those tough games for us no matter what.
Defense here, they kept the game at 7-3 going into the locker room. What was your message to the team at halftime, down 7-3 to a Mount Vernon team?
We just talked about how we'd have to throw to win if we wanted a chance to win. The defense was playing lights out, and our offense needed to step up a little bit. And again, I just felt like our protection got better in the second half. You know, we did get some good runs kind of pieced together there in the second half. But again, Mount Vernon's defense has been exceptional all year too. You know, I think they had the number one scoring defense and we were number two right behind them. Both teams had averaging something like 5 points, 3 points a game defensively. And we had been averaging, you know, just over six. So I, you know, both teams were, you know, above what is their season average. I think the tail of the tape really though is how our defense held them just 14 points when they were averaging 37 off. Offensively a game. You know, we put ourselves in a position to win. We just didn't execute down in the red zone at the end of the game there where we could have maybe scored a touchdown and gotten within that 2-point conversion. And, you know, just again, hats off to Mount Vernon for how they played, how they aligned to us offensively.
And then Coach, obviously with the loss, it ends the season here at 10-2. With the season now over, in your own words, how special was this group in 2022?
I just have a lot of love for these guys. Such an awesome group of kids. You know, they've done everything we've asked of them. You know, the message is always received. And, you know, we talked about how there's definitely a chance to repeat as a semifinalist if they put their heads down and just go to work. And that's what they did. They've earned this opportunity and they've played through all these people who maybe doubted them or just didn't think it was possible without just that game changer like Cade Mattson was for us. And that, I think, makes me more proud than anything else. It just goes to show that when you have a group of kids who go to work together every day and work really, really hard for a common goal, good things can happen.
All right, Coach. Again, congratulations on making it to the Dome for the second consecutive season and look forward to seeing you out there 2023.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. The girls' basketball team is on the road at Gilbert this Monday night to tip off their 2022-23 season. I sat down with Coach Mooney to get his thoughts on the upcoming season. Just want to know how practice is going so far for you guys.
Oh, it's going well. It's a fun time of year when you're trying to put everybody together and trying to put the pieces together to figure out, you know, how you're best going to be able to attack the season. So it's awesome.
And what excites you most about the upcoming season in 2022-23?
I'm excited every year at this time of the year. You know, I enjoy the process of taking this new team and trying to figure out how we put these parts together to best create the team that we're trying to be. You know, it'll be fun this year with the shot clock. We're going to have, you know, 35 seconds to get a shot off. I don't think most of the time that's going to be a problem for us. I think it will create some situations at the end of quarters and at the end of halves that will kind of speed things up and create a slightly different game, or at least a feel to the game. You know, these kids spent a lot of time this summer playing basketball and put it all together. You know, it's an exciting time of year for a basketball coach.
You guys had fallen in the first round last year to Lamar's. Just what's been the message to the team in terms of trying to get that win and eventually try to have a deeper postseason run?
You know, every year is different. You know, every team is different. This team is very different from the last year's team. You know, by the time we get to that game, it'll be like a marathon away. So, you know, it take this team and start building it one step at a time and one piece at a time and, you know, and just keep getting better as the year goes on. And hard to think about how last season ends when you're getting ready to start the next.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.